Beyond Daf Lamedalev and Medalev, just as again start the memory of Omar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Yisaimim Shabal Lachlik Benichse Abiyin Bezen Mamidna Lam Apotropes Boirlam Chelik Yofe Igdilu Yechelim Limchais Rav Nachman Didei Omar Igdilu Ein Yechelim Limchais Dim Kein Makoyach Bezen Yofe. The Gemara erst das Tire in Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman hat paskend halocha ke Rebbe b'shteyim, that we paskend bitloy mevutel. We don't say makoyach bezden yofe. And here, by yisaimim shebo lachlik v'nichsei aviyem, so Rav Nachman holds igdilu ein yechaylem limchais because of makoyach bezden yofe. So the Gemara answers, osam momayne oche isure. By momen we paskin makayach bezn yofe. By yisel we do not paskin like this. So therefore he paskins according to Rebbe that bitlay mevutel, and we do not say makayach bezn yofe. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, and this mahalach in Rashi, the Rashba brings down the Ri also learns like this. We'll see Taisus had a completely different pshat. Yisaimim ktanim apetropes l'chol echot. Uboirim lehen kol apetropes yivre chelik yofe shel tinik shaloi. That's the Rishash's gilse. Shemitoich kach yu achalokim shalim. So Rashi learns pshat. That Bemison, the Yisaimim mitzad atzmon cannot make chaluke because they're ktanim. So for each yosam, bezn is mamid lan apetropis, and each apetropis is oimid b'mokim a yosim. And just like if they'd be gedolim, and they would decide between themselves which one should get which chalik, so the chalukah is good. So here also the apetropis are oimid b'mokim a yosimim, and call apotropos yivre chelik yofe shel tinik sheloi. Because each one felt that he's oimed b'mokim der tinik. Uboirelem chelik yofe. So the etzim chaluke is done through the apotropsim who are oimed b'mokim ayusayim. In Rav Nachman said, makoyach bezn yofe, ebemesin bezn b'chlal had no shaykhis at all with the chaluke. So Rashi says, Sheminu lem apetropis, but al kaponim, this seder achaluke came about through to Bezdin. So Mamela, so also applies makayach Bezdin Yofa. So the Gemara has to stir in Rav Nachman, so the Gemara said, Hosam amayne, vehefke Bezdin hoye, hefke hoche Yisure, deishasish, mishim hakoyach, bezn yofe, le'afko rabbon and kedushin. The rabbon were not mafkiya the kedushin. Now let us see Taisvis, yusaimim shebo lachlik, oima rabbeinu tam. So rabbeinu tam was medayik from the loshin yusaimim shebo lachlik. Davke shneim reitzim. He says, the yusaimim ktanim want a chalukah. They are not capable of making a chalukah, but al kaponim, their request is accepted by Bezen, and Bezen's is mamida. The Bezen does to what they do to help the chalukah. Avol echod roitze ve'echod eini roitze. But if one bechlal does not want to make a chalukah now, like so Bezen will not misharayim. So we've been medayik the lashon shebo lachlik. So bo means that al kaponim both are maskim, and not one does not want chalukim. What is if one came and the other one is not befaneinu? Should we be medayik from bo that Bezen will only make this chalukim when we have the consent of both? Or could be the both only a mit if one bedavka does not want chalukah, but if he's not befoneinu, it could be we do make chalukah. Omari de chelkim. So the Ri said, Now we do make chalukah as long as the there's no one that's against chalukah. The bereish peg based the kedushin. Maisi lo achalukah saoritz. The gemara is medame this memre of yisaimim shebolach like. The Gemara compares this to Chalukah Sa'oret Shayusham Kame Yonke Shadayim. So they also, they were mamid, the Nasi was Boicha Chalokim for each, from the Boi Ha'oret, even though there were many Ktanim over there. So we see, we don't need the Bo and a positive Oifen as long as they're not Menagid to Chalukah. Mi Yain Raya Gemura Misham. The lav legamri medamila could be, it's not such a, the Gemara is not medamila legamri, yisayim shebo lachluk to chalukas oretz, chalukas oretz ha'isopi adibu, bo yishem borim betume, mishemoch yigdila yichayim limchayz, edes adin yigdila yichayim limchayz. So, we cannot bring, so all the particular halachas which apply by chalukas oretz, not necessarily apply to this dit. So the mele, it's not so much of a high. The perik almone biyavomis, the omar schorim yoichlu. The Gemara in Yavomis says as follows. There was a maise, there was a kayin that died. He had, two schorim. And he had a isha mu'uberes. Now, there's a shaila over here. And he had, let's say, three avodim. He had three avodim knanim. Let's say two sons. And isha mu'uberes. Now we have here a shaila. Are the avodim permitted to eat truma? And the Tzodei Ashayla are as follows. If the Uber is an Akeve, so the Uber is Bechlar Alav Bas Yerusha, so the Avodim belong, the three Avodim belong to the two sons, so then there's no Shayla, they can eat Truman. If the Uber is a Zocha, so the Uber is also a Bar Yerusha, so theoretically, we have here three Avodim, and there are three sons. So the two avodim could eat trume out the two schorim shekvar neldu. The third eved cannot eat trume because we have a drash, yelid beisa yoichlu belachmoi, the gemara drash is yachilu belachmoi, yolud macho, sheni yolud eni macho. So the Uber is not capable of being machel, the Eved that belongs to him. So the Gemara says over there as follows, Chorim, if the live sons are Chorim, they're not in the Kavis. If they're in the Kavis, we have a bigger problem. But if they're Chorim, is Yoichlo. So Tosis understood that Yoichlo means that all three Avodim will eat. So, there's a problem. Afogav, Deshemo, Yimtso, Uber, Zocha. Maybe the Uber is also a Zocha. So one Eved belongs to him. And now I don't know which Eved belongs to the Uber, which Eved belongs to the Neilodim. So the Gemara says, Davdinin, Takante, Kidarav Nachman. We make a takona like Rav Nachman, you said that bezn mamidin lam apotropis, so we'll be mamidin apotropis for the Uber. And the Uber will get, so we'll be mechalik davodim, and we'll make a chalukah now, if the Uber is a zocher, so these three avodim, aleph, beis, gimel, eved, gimel, will belong to the Uber. So the Gemara tells to Rav Nachman, to a case where the apotropis for one of the Yoshim, the Yerush is not befoneinu, he's an Uber. So Tosfos wants to be poshet, the Ri Sofik, the Ri was Mesupik, or the Ri said that Bedin's Mamidin Lam apotropis, even though the one of the Yoshim is not befoneinu. So l'cheira, we have a raya to this from the Gemara in Yevamos. So Taisva says, Nami ain't raya. It's not raya from that Gemara. The Hosam Shani. Over there it's different. The Afapi Shalei Bo Kiyima Echad, only the Neilodim came. Havdini Luhu Tekante, we make a Tekane for those who don't come, for the Uba. Lefi Sheyesh Tekane Gam Luhu, because there's a Tekane for the Uba. Shetis Ale, the Mis Ale Chelkoi Bekach. So that means to say as follows. That means, what happens that, we have, let's say, we'll have three avodim and two schorim and one uber. So what does Bezen do? So Bezen says the two schorim and the tzad that the uber is a zocher, the two schorim will take all three avodim, and the Uber will give something else that's equivalent to an Eben. So Taisva says, so the Shaila, so we're making a Chalukah, Shalai Bifnei HaUber, and the Uber didn't request this Chalukah. That was the Shaila of the Ri, if Bezdin will mingle into the Chalukah Sayerusha, if there was not a request from all parties involved. That was Taisva Shaila. So Taisva says that, here, it's sicher a toive for the eved, a toive for the uber, that avodim should be able to eat truma. Because the value of the avodim rises if they have food to eat. That means truma was a cheaper commodity, was given to the kahanim for free, and so there was an abundance of truma for the avodim to eat. So if the avodim, or this third eved, will belong to the two schorim haneilodim, so this third eved is worth much more than if this third eved would belong to the yubel, because till the yubel will be born and there's not too much food to give him, so memele, so the value of the eved will zichah decrease. Who says he'll be alive when the yubel will be born? Shema Yomus Barov. So Memela, so this is Zicher, a Toive, for the Ubel, to make a Chalukah now, and to give the third Evet to the two Achim Haneilodim, and he'll get another commodity. So that's what Ova Poshet will do this, that Bezen will mingle and make a Chalukah. The Sofik is, if Lav Davket, he'll be Maviach, and he's not here, so then the Taisus has a suffer. It could be Bezen will not mingle in if we don't have a beferisher request from all parties involved. Bezen mamidulam apetropes uboirulam chelik yofa. Now, we have a yisaydistika machlaikis between the Rabbeinu Tam and our Taisus and Rashi. And the Rashi brings down that he also learns like Rashi. Now, Rashi had learned Pshat that Bemison in this Chalukas HaYerusha Bezen does not have any direct Shaykhis. Forget Bezen Ma'amidom Ma'apotropis. And each Apotropis is Oymed B'mokim on Yosem, and the Apotropsim between themselves decide how to make the Chalukah. All that Bezen did was they appointed apotropsim. And on that gufe, Rav Nachman said, Makoyach Bezen Yofe, that there'll be a dinik dilu yechaylim limchay, so this is also a pgiyah in covered Bezen. The Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Chananel Bechlau did not learn like this. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, v'chein Rabbeinu Chananel, the boyer lem, what's the u boyer? Bezdin ma'amidol ma'apetropes u boyer in lem. Who's the boyer in? Is this going in apetropes? That's a Rashi learns. Or is it going on the bezdin? So the Rabbeinu Tam says, the boyer lem bezdin. Bezdin makes the chalokim. The tzorech shumas bezdin. Number one, it's not samozoi. these three apotropsim come together and they decide between themselves how to make a chalukah without a shumer bechlau. We don't do such things. No, Bezdin is shum the chalukim. That's number one. So first of all, need Bezdin to evaluate that should have equal chalukim. Apotropis mamidim lahem. Lishma lochalechet chalukim b'fnei atzmo. The apotropis has nothing to do with the chalukah. Mamidim lam apotropis. After we make the chalukah, so each yosim should have a special apotropis that's being metapel over his chalik. B'fnei atzmo. Dadata yeshay merkel b'yachad. Uboyrerin now. So uboyrerin now. Now Taisvis Rabbein Tam had a problem. That means Rishleim, according to Rashi, Uboyram, they choose Chalukim. I mean, they sit down and they come to a common agreement that, I'll take this Chalik, this Chalik. That's called Boyram, the choosing. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, that Bezin makes a Shumasa Chalukim. Uboyram are they Goyral. And so since we don't have any people who are oimid, the mokim the yisaimim, so the chalokim become nisbaro through a geirol. The ain trichusa lahatal geirolis is no problem in bigmatal geirolis, and a geirol is the fairest oifen chalukye. That means the yisaimim are not capable to make a chalukye between themselves. We're making the chalukye. Bezin is making the chalukye. So we make a geirol. So now, so if Bezin makes a shumas achalokim, Bezin figures out how much the chalokim are worth. That's the end. And then Bezin also makes a geirol. That's some chaluke is to a geirol. So then the uboyrerim is very schwer. So what is Bezin isn't choosing? It comes out to the geirol, the chiluk achalokim. Afilu begeirol shaykh livre chelik yofe ki gain im yesh Shalais Sadais. If there are three fields, the Toiv Shiito Kol Echad Vechad So the Achas VeYichelke BeBasachas Mashiach Loiku Kol Sade LeGimel Chalokim. That means the Oifen HaChalokim, the Oifen HaChalokim. That means for Ma'aseh we're making a Goyel on the Etzem who get what Chalik. That we're making a geirol, but how the chalokim should be set, so that Bezdin is better to make equal chalokim, and chalokim which will be letoivas hayoshim. For example, Taisa says one marshal that if you have three fields, we will not divide up each field into three chalokim, which Lemaise, by doing that, there'll be chalokim shovim, but it's not a practical oifen. That's not a chalok, that's not a chalik yofe. That's not a chalik yofe. Is bayrelem chalik yofe, that means the chalokim are bezdin makes chalokim yofim, that not only are they shove bishume, but fakert, this is the best oifen how these chalokim should be made, that they should be made that each yosem has the most that he could get from the Yerusha. V'kamin yoni breiris yesh boi, b'chaloines, v'solomes, v'derech. That means when we're speaking about different properties, different houses, so we have to make sure that each, if we're dividing one bias, connected another bias, so we have to see al kaponim, that they should be equivalent in chaloines, and then sulomais, to share rights, to put up a sulom, or they should have a derech, they shouldn't be stuck in the middle of nowhere, and they should have to purchase a derech. So that means that this is a chelik of the breira of Bezin, that the mevare chalokim yofim v'shavim chalechet v'echad, and then they make a geirul. So the equality of the chalokim is figured out, number one, through Shumas Bezen, and number two, through the Achor Bezen, that each one should have the best chaylik that'll be for each one. V'davke b'dover shein shayich boi good or igud chilke. Now Taisva says that this whole halacha of boilam chilek yofe is only speaking about something that is not good or igud. Now let us explain this for 1 minute. That Bemison, there's two types of chaluke. There's a chaluke that, let's say we have two fields. The father left over two fields. And there's two Yerushim. So now we just have to figure out. So the din Yerusha's mechayev that each one should get a field, acquire a field, and we'll make the chaluke, who gets this field, who gets this field. That's called chalukas ha-Yerusha. We divide the Yerusha. Each one is entitled to a field, and we give each one a field. Good or ogud is speaking about that we have two different commodities. Let's say one will end up with a shivcha, one will end up with a washing machine. So now the two different things. So now this is not chalukah. You need a consent between the balei dvorim. What to do? One will get both, the other will get money, but whatever it is, this is not a posha to chaluke. So now, it's kedai to say over, the Rashi brings down from the Ri, who learned like Rashi, that the Iker is that Bezen is ma'amid lam apotropis, that each apotropis is oimid b'mokim diyosin. And the Ri says he can make good a yogurt also, why not? That means if we each apotropis is oimid, so they'll come to a common agreement. The one to make good or good, this one will get the washing machine for his yosem, the other will get the shifra for the yosem. No problem. Because everything is done through a mutual agreement between the apotropsim who are oimdim b'mokim ha'yisrael. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, there's no such thing. The apotropis is step number two after Bezdin was mechalik the Yerusha, so we're mamet for each yosem and apotropsim and metapel with his chalik. But the etzem chalukah is done through Shumas Bezdin, through the Breira Bezdin, should have equal chalokim, chalokim yofim. That's what Bezdin can do. But when we come to good ay ogud, the jurisdiction of Bezdin will not help over here. This is a decisions which have to be made by the balei dvorim. In kozman the balei dvorim aktanim, these decisions can't be made. Chalukya is that is the halacha that we divide in equal chalukya, the Yerusha. So Sada can I get Sada, that Bezlin can do. But good or all good, you need the consent of the Balei Dvorim, and Kozman the Balei Dvorim Aktanim, we can make good or all good. So if we have here a washing machine and a shivcha, we don't know what to do. We put that on the side. This will be decided in the later time when the Yisayim will become Gdolim. That is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. A Medakdik Rabbeinu Tam. Now, first this is V'davkim Dover Shein Shach by Good Ayigut Chelkim. And Alpi Svarosei, the way he learns Pshat, it makes a lot of sense that you should. The Bezdin should not be capable of making good ayogod. Medagdik Rabbeinu Tam, not Rabbeinu Tam, but a riot, as you say, the chelkem of Vodav Shach by good ayogod, am I dochuk bereshis mekadesh yechelem limchais beruchais. Now, just to understand what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, will be negaya us soon. The Gemara over there brings down two memres of Rav Nachman. One memre of Rav Nachman is that Yisayimim Shabo Lachlik Benichse Yavim, Bezn Mamidum Apotropis, and then Igdilo Yechaylam Limcheis, Rav Nachman said, Makoyach Bezn Yofa, Ein Yechaylam Limcheis. That's one memre of Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman was a stickler to say, Makoyach Bezn Yofa. So the Gemara asks Akasha, there's another Rav Nachman, who did not say like this. is a machloikis, which we had before in the Aflamet Gimel Amet Beis, the Rebbe in Reb Shimon Gamliel, Shum Havdayonim, Shepichsu Shtus, Oyeisiru Shtus. Bezen went and made a shumit, and they made a mistake in the shumit. It's a sixth more, a sixth less. So the Rebbe and the Chachamim hold mechan bottle, so the holding is bottle, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says makayach bezn yofe, and there Rav Nachman says like the Chachamim, the mechan bottle. So the Gemara asks, so it's a stira in Rav Nachman. I see here Rav Nachman by here he says higdilu ein yechaylem limchais makayach bezn yofe. There, by Shumat Dayonim Shapir Sushtus, he says Mechon Botan, doesn't say Makayach Bezen Yop. That's the Gemara's Kashe, Astir and Rav Nachman. So the Gemara answers, it's no Kashe, Kandato, Kandaloito. That means the Makayach Bezen Yop is, if Bezen made a proper Chalukah with the, they spent hours and hours evaluating the Karkois, making good Chalukim, And then later, Dilachem Limchais, that's there you say, Makoyach Bezen Yofa. No, we have to Bezen decided this is how the Chalukah should be finished. Masha Enkei, if Shumat Dayonim, Shepichsu Shtus, or Esiru Shtus, here they made a wrong Shuma, they made a toys. If they made a toys, there's no thing that we should remain with the toys. Here we don't say Makoyach Bezen Yofa. Fine. Frag the Gemara. So Rav Nachman never said Makayach Bezen Yofa when there's a toys. Frag the Gemara. What's Igdilu Yechaylem Limchay? So what are they moiche? That means the case of Yisraimim Shabo Lachlik V'Nichsei Aviyem. Bezen made perfect Chalokim for them. So what's Yechaylem Limchay? Why should they be moiche? What reason do they have to be moiche? Bezen made a beautiful Chalukah. So the Gemara says Beruchais. No, that Yonchim is hand right, that Bezen made a beautiful chalukah, there was no toys whatsoever, but one of the Yoshim had a different mother, and he asked something from his mother, a field on the other side. So he would now like to take his brother's chalukah, because it's more convenient for him. That's the Gemara's status. Such an akimta. So the Rebbeinu Tam was medayik. Amay doch breishish mekadesh. Yecheilom limchis beruches. Aber lemeim dechem limchis begodai yigut. Let's say, forget, there it wasn't a toys taket, but it's something that yecheilom limchis. Ace this Bezen decided that this Eved would like the washing machine and this Eved would like the shivre. If you say godai yigut, and later, when they grow up, they come and they say no. They want to change. So that would be a very good. So if, and why the Gemara doesn't say this? The Gemara says Yechem Limchis Baruchis. Is a raya best never made good or ye good? So that's the Rabbi Tam's raya. Avraham Yechem Limchis be good or ye good? It seems would be a more shchiyachtik. Pshat and the Baraisa that they made good yigud and they can yichen limchis. Is a guy who doesn't ever make good yigud. Oho, the loikoma, yichelim limchis. So if we're being bedaik already, why the Gemara didn't say another kimte? And because the Gemara didn't say another kimte, we are proving that Bezdin can never make such a chalukah. From the good yigud, so I have another kimta that the Gemara could have said. Vod lekom yechayim limchis im tov bepochis mishtus, the mechon kayim. Let's say another case, that they made a tois of a pochis mishtus, the mechon kayim, and yechayim limchis, according to Shmuel, because the fault was a toys. It's not a real toys. It's not a toys like a toys of a shtus, but it's a toys. Mishim delay mistava, sheyei meshmu, imigdilachem limches bishvil toys the pochas mishtus. I mean, less than a shtus, it's not mistava that you could be moiche, the moide shmu, ויש לי אבס בכך כך בזן, דהבי כמנד לטוי כלל. It's into such a minute toys, which in every mekach and memkar, it doesn't, we don't make an asik out of it. So memeila, so here Shmuel was zichem b'moide, we say makayach bezn yofen. We would nem zechon the covet of bezn, and so that can't be the case of Shmuel. Avar gav sheichaylem limchais beruchais. B'zein liapis koich bezn, zein zetali b'shumen. So, Taisus means to say, their Shmuel holds by Ruches, so it wasn't something that Bezden had done intentionally. So their Shmuel holds, we don't say Makoyach Bezden Yofe, because Bezden did not bedavke want that Ruven should get the son of its offer. Came out that way. So there, you don't say Makoyach Bezden Yofe. But Bishume, Bezden made a Shume, and it came out, it's not exactly accurate, that Shmuel would zicha be made, you say Makarich Bezden Yofe, so the Gemara cannot say that that's the case of Igdila Yechayim Limchais by a Torah and Shume Pochus Mishtus. Because came Dim Nefarish, that by a Torah Pochus Mishtus, the Mechon kind of Mamzareino, those Yishap Zicha, then there's no legitimate reason whatsoever that there should be din yechaylem limchais. So the kitza, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that bezn cannot make good a yigud. This you need the consent of the balei dvorim, and cosme on the balei dvorim, you put it on the side. And we have arrived in the Gemara, when the Gemara was searching for Yechaylam Limchis, Makadebi Moichet, there's no toys. The Gemara did not think of a case of good eagle. There's a raya that Bechlau, they don't make good eagle. The Mir Yeshlit Reis Tachodim Inayin Akim. It could be that's not a raya. The whole Digduk of Novena Tam is not, foolproof, because it could be the Gemara Chaptam. One Yechaylam Limchis, it could be, they made good eagle. The Kichalim is a good eagle. Umeyahudi Yevomis. Now Taisus again brings down the Gemara and Yevomis, which the first Taisus brought down, the Perik Almonim. There it says, let's say if you have, again, three Avodim, you have three Avodim and two Schorim and one Uber. So the Gemara seems to say over there in Yevomis, the Gemara brings down Rav Nachman, that will give the three Avodim to the two Schorim Hanelodim and to the Uber will give a washing machine. So that's good eagle already. So Lachayla, we have an offer in the Gemara that you say good eagle. We give them the avodim. The two brothers, we give the avodim, and we give the Uber the washing machine. The mashme shoisim takon rochol avodim sheyoichle betrume. Would seem there that all avodim eat trume. Shenaisnim levadim, levonim kol avodim. So we give the two scharim old avodim. Vechelik echad or acha naisnim luba kenegdom. We give him a washing machine. So we see klo you make good or yigud. So here we have, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Ein lechich dechotim ahul badover sheshach by good or yigud. Kegoin avodim. Dishani hosom, the misala chelikuba bekach vmeshe avodim oichlim betrume. Yes, that means, just like Tais had mentioned before, the top Tais list that here, that means if the whole deen is who gets the washing machine, who gets the yevet, so then Bezen can mingle into the shayla for who is better, the washing machine, for who is better, the yevet. So Bezen would not bechlal mingle into such a shayla. But over here, we have a clear-cut case. If the avodim will belong to the nelodim, so they're worth more. So then he can get a washing machine, that's his chelik is nisala. If the avod will belong to him, so he ended up with a garua de kechelik, because this avod is, there's not too much food to sustain him. Yes, Luba Bakar Chelik Yofa Yosef. So this, here will Zicha make good Ayodah. So, but it's not Raya and all of them. Why? Not I just want to say a second Torah. They says, we have a problem. The Rebbeinu Tam said, we don't say good or you're good, so what you do in this Gemara? This Gemara seems to say, this is a good Gemara. Why do you look at Avodim, but the last is the Kone, and the Chelek Abonim Shenerdu? Could be, that what the Gemara says, we make out the Kone, the Gemara brings down Rav Nachman, Rav Shmuel, Rav Nachman, same as Bolach, the president. Bezen makes Beulam Chelik Yofe. So the Gemara means as follows. Before you have three Avodim, which belong to two Schorim Neilodim and one Ubo who's a Safik Zocher, Safik Nekev. Fine. And if he's a Zocher, so he can be Machal Betrumah. So now, these three Avodim, if Bezen will not make Chalukim, so none of them will eat Tumah, because without Chalukia, so there's not one ever that's Meyuchid in Gansen to Anoilat. I mean, everyone is a Chalik in these three above. So now when it says that Bezden mingles, Bezden doesn't mean that Bezden makes a Chalukia Gemurah. Bezden is Machalik for the two Neilodim, so Neulet Aleph will get Eved Aleph, and Neulet Beis gets Aleph Eved Beis. It's Melech can eat Trume. The Uba, if he's a Zohar, gets Chela Gimel. 100%. He gets Chela Gimel. He can eat Trume. So if there's no good, the Gemara never said that you say good or you good. The Gemara says we mingle into the Chalukas and Yerusha that our Kapanim two of them should be able to eat Truma. That's all what we do, but it's not Mucha from the Gemara that all the Avodim eat Truma. We give the Uber a washing machine. It could very well be that we only take care of the Chalik of the Nelodim. Then Taisa wants to say a third tenet, sheyesh sadois sheyecheilem liten l'uba keneged avodim sheshkarech lebezen lasses kenke dem rinim anezok. Now Taisa says like this. This aloche that Rabbi Natam said, that good day or good, you don't make if the Balei Dvorim are not here, that is dafke if there are milas in each commodity, and you need a decision of a Baal Dovo to decide, this one wants the washing machine, this one wants the Yevet. So Mamele, there, Bezen will not mingle into this Chalukia. But if I have a commodity that's Zicha better, I have two commodities, and commodity A is Zicha better than commodity B, so then there's no Suffolk whatsoever. Now, the Gemara says later, if there's an apotropis on Yesoimim, and they have avodim, he can lechatchil sell these avodim and purchase karkois, because real estate is worth more than avodim. So this is, he can take the avodim of Yesoimim and sell them lechatchil in order they should now have a bailus on karka. So Taisus is saying, could be, that what the Gemara says in Yevomis is not speaking about that we give the Uber a washing machine. A washing machine is problematic. That's like a good yogurt, which Bezen will not do. It's speaking about that there's a kalka over there. So Memele, a kalka is zicher a better deal than an Evet. So we give him the kalka. Today that the bottom should belong to the two Achim and the Lodim. Wait, Hachi Mayri, this is the Gilsa of the Nachas Moshe, Shesh Sodeish, there are Sodeish, Shchem Liten Le'uba, Kineged Avodim, Shesh Kerech Le'bezen Lassus, Ken Kimrinim Anizok. So here we are speaking about Yisoymim Shabo Lachlik. So Mamela, here we have a Dili Chaim Limchais, Eine Chaim Limchais. If Basher Hashem now we make a Chalukim. Now, what is the din? The halacha is, and there's a Gemara that speaks about something similar to what the Ri is speaking about. Seems there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia as follows. The Bava Metzia says that if two people became shutfim in a commodity, they bought 1,000 pounds of tvua. They became shutfim. So now, the shutfim 1,000 pounds, shutfim Bey decides to go to Florida for two months. He wants to be in Florida there. He wants to go on vacation. Now, Shutef Aleph wants to make a chalukah. I mean, he's in Florida, so the Shutef Aleph, why should he suffer? He wants to make a chalukah. He wants to do something now. He's not around. So there's enough in the Gemara in Bob Metzia. So what do you do? So you don't wait till he comes back from Florida. You go to Bezin. And Bezin will be shown the chalukim, and Bezin will divide. You can be, make a chalukah shalei b'fanav, no problem whatsoever. The chalukah should be done with nei Bezin. Bezin will make a fair chalukah and finish, and you take your 500 pounds of tvur, a good and tov. Now, the riyah, the suffix, that's a gemara. Now, what's with karkois? Well, Bezin also do the same thing. The Reuven and Shimon are shutfim in real estate. Now, Reuven wants to dissolve the shutfis, Reuven wants, so we'll go to Bezin. Bezin will make a chalukah, fair chalukah between us. Or maybe not. Maybe there's a cheshbon of ruches. There's a cheshbon of ruches over here. By karkois, you're giving this one top and this one down. There's a cheshbon of ruches. So it could be, so bechlau Bezin, by shutfim, so it could be Bezin Mishsech Nishtarai. Forget, our Gemara is speaking about, we had before, Yisaimim Shebo Lachleik Benichsei Aviyah. Both of them want, so both of them want, we'll make a chalukah. If one is not around, good. The Ri said, maybe we also make a chalukah. The Yisaimim Dektan, but here there's two Gedolim over here, he's not around. So it could be Bezin will not mingle into this till he comes back. Meshutav abolachlik shloi bedascha, bere mesavka luri imyoche lachlik akakois. Shashaychek pei de beruche, so we don't bezen, won't miss a chareinda. Vein le dagdek, mi hodom of a perik beisku. The Gemara in beisku, it would seem that bezen does make a chalukah by akakois, shloi midas hashutav. The Gemara says, "Ela mayata ani beitlosa achi dekaimi ba'ozel treimi nayi upolot ochenami de botla machloikis the mashme shachaluke kayemis avagav de bekarke mayri shachaluke shebekarke kayemis." Now let us just understand what Tosfos is asking. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, in one case, there were 6 fields. There were 6 fields, and 2 brothers. Father died, left over 6 fields, 2 brothers. So they came to Bezin, each one got 3 fields, Shalom al Yisrael. Now, after everyone is happy with the chalukah, there's a 3rd brother that comes. They never knew about him, but he comes with credentials, he's a brother. I'm a brother, I need a chaylik. So there's a machlokes over there. One man, the other says, botla machlokes. So the previous chalukah was done, there was a wrong chalukah. There was a chalukah giving each one 3 fields. So memele, that was a chalukah that was done betoys. You don't get 3 fields, you should get 2 fields. We'll make a new chalukah with all 3 parties being involved in the chalukah. That's what one man, the other says. Another Madhyama says Mekamtze. No, that chaluk is a good chalukah. But you have a problem, each one took an extra field, so each one will give a field to the 3rd brother. But the chalukah will remain a good chalukah. That's a machloikah standing Gemara. What we'll do in such a case? Now, so the Gemara says, if you say batla machloikah, let me ask you a different shayla. If you say batla machloikah, what would it then be if there were 3 brothers, or 3 shutfim, you have 3 brothers, it says, you have 3 brothers, and 2 of them decided to make a chalukah. And so you also say batla machlokes. That means they made a chalukka, but here they made a right chalukka. That means, let's say you have your three brothers. The third brother's not around. The two brothers made a chalukka between themselves. Each one took two fields. Now the third brother comes and says, why wasn't I informed about this chalukka? So the Gemara says, you'll also say batla machlokes over there. I says, the Gemara for Dava Poshut, you don't say batla machlokes. So I mean, if they took each one took the right amounts, even though the third brother wasn't there, so we'll end up with we left over two fields for you, so you'll have these two fields. That pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says for Dava Poshut, we will not say batla machlokes. So now, l'chayre, we have a raya to the Ri Sofik. The Ri had a Sofik. Can we make a chalukah if one of the baladvarim is not here and it's karkois and it's negeruches? So we have enough in the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, you say then batla machlokes. So it seems from the Gemara means to say, you won't say batla machlokes. Since each one got the correct amount, even though the third brother, each one got two fields, even though one brother was not there, b'shas the chalukah, you'll also, the chalukah will be kai. So, l'chayr, we can be poisha to suffolk of the reed. The mashma, chalukah kayemis, afal gav the bekaka mairit, chalukah bekaka, she bekaka kayemis. Ikalamei mahainu, kshachosa, v'cholka imoy, nafaloi, begoyra leister chelekatmoy, shenafaloi betchila. Shekoku hashnaim biladav, dos kayemes chaluka sof, ava mikomokim chayzamato goyrim shneim kiluboim lachloit betchila. So Tosfos says, no pshat, you're learning wrong pshat in the Gemara. It could be a chaluka without the third brother there is worthless. It's worthless, that's posh. So memeila, that's less mandapolik, that's what the Ri wants to say, the zichak pei the baruchas. So it's speaking about they made a chalukah that there's three fields, one in Tzofim, one in Dorim, one in Mizrach, three fields. So Reuven and Shimon made a chalukah between themselves. Reuven got the Tzofim field, Shimon got the Dorim field, and it came out of the press illumination that Levi will get the Mizrach field. Right, Levi get the Mizrach field. Levi comes back, Ayesha, you make a chalukah without me, for Keretz. So that's less mandapol, we make a new chalukah. We make a new chalukah, and it came out that Levi got the Mizrach field. Now you hear? He got the Mizrach field. Now the Shal the Gemara is, can Reuven in Shimon taina, or we have new chalukah, now Reuven God wants the Dorim field, and Shimon wants the top, or Shimon also wants the Dorim field. Can you father a new chalukah between Reuven and Shimon now, since we were forced to make a new chalukah because of Levi? So what'll be the din if Levi ended up talking with the chalik that he got in the first chalukah? Will we say that batal machlokes of Reuven v'Shimon? That the Gemara said zichin amistava, that we won't say batal machlokes. That is pshat in Tosfos. So Tosfos says, ikalamei mahaynik shechazu b'chalukah imay. They made a new chalukah. Nafalei begoy galeis chalik atzmish. Nafalei betchila. Levi got back the Mizrach field, which was decided by the first chalukah. Shechol koshnaim belado. Tos kayem es chalukosom. That's what the Gemara means. So their chalukah is also kai. Halu mikomakum chayz amato goylim shneim kilubin yechaylim limchayz mishem akoyach bezin yof. That was the Gemara's kash. So astire in Rav Nachman. So the Gemara answered, kan mamoyne, kan isurim. That by moment we say makayich bezn yof, by isur we don't say makayich bezn yof. Hosa mamayne ochi isurim v'im taima. So Taisa says, so if there's a difference between moment and isur, that means, so even though we say by moment makayich bezn yof, we'll not say it by isur. In kein heichi daik leel mimashe chosa rebi v'osu kapshim gamliel behidik subis, we hear that Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis that Rav Yosef had said that That Rebbe was choiser from the din of Bitlei Mevut. How do I know this? Because there was a maise shuma dayonim shepitzu shtus, and Rebbe said choiser, and Rapporta came over to Makoyach Bezden Yofe, and Rebbe said, you're right, Makoyach Bezden Yofe. So Rabbi Yosef said, oh, so you see Rebbe holds Makoyach Bezden Yofe, so he holds Bitlei Eini Mevutu. This is a moment, and this is Israel. So what's Pshat and Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef compared these two. That's why it's Vizkash. If they became Eichi Daiglo Mimash, because the Rebbe was also Kavshim Gamliel by the Ksubis, the Chosa by Nami Mimai Dama Bitra Mevuto. We call a Chalek by Nisur El Mamoini. Differentiate between Nisur and Mamoini. The look of Nachman said this to Teire. The Eshloima, the Rav Nachman Dom Halachi ke Rebbe Bishteim who the Mavlik ben Yisur Elam Amoyim. So Toysvis and Shuldi. This is an opinion of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Paskins Bitlai Mevutu. Rav Nachman Paskins Hidilu Ein Yechaylam Limchay. So the Gemara asked Rav Nachman, how do these two things stem? So Rav Nachman says, well, I hold there's a difference between Mammon and Yisrael. By Mammon you say Makoyach Bezden Yofe, and by Yisrael you don't say Makoyach Bezden Yofe. Rav Yosef is entitled to his opinion. Rav Yosef did not differentiate between Mammon and Yisrael. If you say Makoyach Bezden Yofe, say by Mammon, say by Yisrael. So Mamele, there's no kashim. Now, Aval Gav, now we'll learn this thesis with the Marshal's Gils. Aval Gav, the Rav Nachman Gufei, Loi maflik bein isura lamamoyna heiched ito. Mikol mokaim, Rav Nachman maflik alibin de Rebbe, afilu bimamoyna deto. Da Rebbe gufe chosoboy biksubis, vochi posak Rav Nachman kibosai. Now let's just understand what Tosfos is saying over here. We have mentioned there are three cases of a machlekes, and do we say, don't we say, makayach bezn yofe, makayach bezn yofe. There's one case, yisaimim shabo lachlik benichse avim. There, Rav Nachman says, that's one case. We have another case, Shuma Dayonim Shepirsu Shtus Vaisiru Shtus. So there, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Makayach Bezn Yofe. That's Shimon Gamliel. Chum say, you don't say Makayach Bezn Yofe. Rebbe at first wanted to say, Machzirin, and then Rapporto said, no, Rebbe, you say Makayach Bezn Yofe, and he agreed to Rapporto. Fine. In this case, Rav Nachman holds, you do not say Makayach Bezn Yofe. You do not say Makayach Bezn Yofe. And let's try to understand this. It's very simple to understand. Makayach Bezn Yofe is a Bezn made a legitimate psak, and now you want it, because of Ruchas, you want Bezn made a legitimate psak. We can't let people trample on Bezn, Makoyach Bezn Yofe. But if Bezn made a mistake, sorry, then there's no din Makoyach Bezn Yofe. So Rav Nachman holds, when Bezn makes a mistake, you don't say Makoyach Bezn Yofe. Now, by Issa, Rav Nachman also says, you don't say Makoyach Bezn Yofe. So now, according to Rav Nachman, Bezn Shatou and Issa are two cases which he personally holds are similar. You do not say Makoyach Bezn Yofe in both cases. Here because it's Issa, so you don't play around with Issurim because Makoyach Bezn Yofe, and here because they made a mistake. But Al Koponim, Rav Nachman alone, the whole Rav Nachman that said there's a difference between Issa and Mamoin, that's Mamoin Shaloito. Ben, by Mammon Shloito, you say Makoyach Bezn Yofe, by Issa you don't say. But Mammon Shato, Rav Nachman personally holds that you don't differentiate between these two. And by both of them, you don't say Makoyach Bezn Yofe. So Rav Nachman knows Mammon Shato and Issa are the same. So now, Tosfos says, Amoyo de Kikashin. What does Rebbe personally hold by Momen Shetov? So he said, Rebbe says, after a prote confronted him, so Rebbe holds by Momen Shetov, you do say Makoich Bezen Yofet. So Rebbe himself should hold by Issa also Shema Koyach Bezen Yofa. Because you, Rav Nachman Gufa, you say that Momen Shetov and Issa are the same. So if Rebbe was held by Momen Shetov, Shema Koyach Bezen Yofa, she say the same by Issa also. Now let's see in the Benin Toys discussion. Ah, for God, Rav Nachman Gufa, loy maflik, ben Issa, la mamoyna heiched the toe, he does not differentiate between Issa and Momen Shetov. So Memele. So Lechoyre, how could Rav Nachman say that I paskin like Rebbe? By Issa, we don't say Makoyer Bezni Yofen. You yourself said that Issa is equivalent to Momen Shetov. And Rebbe holds by Momen Shetov. You do say Makoyer Bezni Yofen. Yishleimer. The Rav Nachman, the Oma Halochi, Kerebi Bishtayim. No, Avgav, the Rav Nachman, Gubli Mavli, Benissim, Omai Nechad, the Tov, Mikom Hakim, Rav Nachman, Mavli, Gali, Bede Rebi, Afila, Bomai Nechad, the Tov. I see here, Rav Nachman is saying, even though I personally hold that by both of them you don't say, Makar Bezen Yofi, so Rav Nachman is going a step further, as Afila Rebi holds, that by Momen Shetov, you do say Makoyach Bezen Yofa, but by Issa you won't say. The Rebbe Gufa Chosu by Biksubis. Baruch HaPosuk Rav Nachman Kevosei. So that is, so by Emerson, so Rav Nachman is saying that even though I don't differentiate and I hold that by both you don't say, it means I hold a fill of Momen Shetov. It's Momen you also don't say, since it's Tov. Rav Rebbe holds by Momen you do say Makoyach Bezen Yofen, even though it's Tov, that's Tavke by Momen, but by Issa, you never say. That is Shitas Rav Nachman, Aval Hanu Delel, Rav Yosef, Rav Yashir, by Maflik, they hold that Momen Shetov and Issa are the same. And if Rebbe holds by Momen Shetov, Makoyach Bezen Yofen, who are then by Issa? Period. V'chiporich oche der Rav Nachman ad Rav Nachman. Here the Gemara says, Tire Rav Nachman ad Rav Nachman. That means, Rav Nachman, he said, Higdilein yecholim limcheis. And Rav Nachman said, that Rav Nachman said, that bitloim avutu, hayocho lahakshis, v'rebi gufo hodabei, before the Gemara knew of the Chilub between Issa and Momen, the Gemara could have asked Akasha from Rebbe, Rav Nachman, how could you say that we pass on like Rebbe Bitlim Avutul, and we don't say Makoyach Bezen Yofa? Rebbe himself and Ksuba said, you do say Makoyach Bezen Yofa by Momen the Toy. Nechalakshiyad Rav Nachman ad Rav Nachman Gufa. Period. For Oide Shloima, now Tosis wants to say, the Hochem Mechalek Bein Yisura L'mamayna Deloito. Fakert, our Gemara is differentiating between Issa and Mamon Deloito. Avala El Medama Mamayna Deto L'Yisura. And this is Taka similar. This is Taka Mamayna Deto similar. The Perik Beis the Kedushin, the Beksum is the Perik Amon, the Poricha Rav Nachman, the Posik Hosom Awochi Kechachomim, Mehi the Yisaimim Shabo Lachloik. This Rav Nachman Koich Bezen Yov, and Mishan Yod the Tor, Hod the Loi Tor. That means like this, that Rav Nachman differentiated between Momen, by Momen, the Loi Tor, he holds Makoich Bezen Yov. By Momen, the Tor, he doesn't hold Makoich Bezen Yov. Now, Momen the Tov and Issa have the same halacha. And if Rebbe was choiser by Momen the Tov, so who had in Rebbe holds Makoyach Bezen Yofa, who had in Rebbe holds by Issa also? So how could Rav Nachman pass on like Rebbe by Issa? The Rebbe Vadai, Kshechoser Boy Mahidik Subis, when Rebbe was choiser and he holds by Momen the Tov, Yisei Makoyach Bezen Yofa, Chosa by Gami Bitlay Mevutl. He so zicha was chosa and Bitlay Mevutl. And that's the Gimel Lamed Beis. That Rabbi Yosef said that Rabbi was chosa. Because Rabbi personally holds that Momen de To Yisema Koich Bezen Yofa. So who had been by Issa. For ho de posik Rav Nachman ke Rabbi Bebitloy Mevutl. That what Rav Nachman passing like Rabbi Bebitloy Mevutl. Nachri passing like Rabbi Bebitloy Mevutl. Rabbi was choyzeh. Mishim di poisek bi de ksubis ke chachamim. That means that Lamaise by moment the toe, Taisus was saying in the second terrace, moment the toe and Issa have the same halachim. That's no shaila. In Rabbi Zichel holds that if he says by moment the toy say makoyach bezn yofa, by Yisa you also say makoyach bezn yofa. Aye bezois, how could Rav Nachman paskin bitloy mevutl if Rabbi himself holds bitloy eine mevutl? So Sataisu says Rav Nachman is not paskining like Rabbi personally. Rabbi Zichel was chayza, but the Chachomim, who holding subis, by my mind of the toe, you do not say, Makoyach Bezn Yofa. According to this Chachomim, you will also not say, by Issa Makoyach Bezn Yofa. So that is Pshat in Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds that, Rav Nachman holds moment that everyone holds. Moment the toe and Issa have the same Allah. He can't differentiate them. But he holds la loche by moment the toe and he see you do not say makoyach bezn yofa. That is shitas Rav Nachman. Rabbi Lemaisa who was chayz and he holds by moment the toe you do say makoyach bezn yofa. So who had him by Yisra, Rabbi will also hold makoyach bezn yofa. But Rav Nachman does not paskin by moment the toe like Rabbi. He paskins like the Chachamim. So therefore, Rav Nachman paskins by Yisra also that we do not say, Makoyach Bezniyov.